This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. With about a month to go until solstice, we're into the season where sunlight's a precious commodity. And even when it is up, we don't seem to get much warmth out of it. What's the deal, Rick?
During the very low sun time of year, roughly a month either side of the winter solstice in Fairbanks, the sun is low enough in the sky that we don't get any significant heating. And that means that high and low temperatures for the day are not being driven by the amount of heat coming in from the sun because it's effectively zero 24 hours a day. Rather, mostly to cloud cover and the temperature of the air above the ground. And sometimes, although not very often in the Fairbanks Bowl proper, to winds either increasing or decreasing such that they influence the strength of the otherwise almost continuous surface-based temperature inversion where the coldest air settles at the ground and the air temperature rises as you go up in height.
So unlike at other times of the year, for these couple months, you can't count on the temperature increasing through the day.
You have about as much chance of having the high temperature of the day be in the mid-afternoon as you do having the high temperature be in, say, the mid-morning or the overnight. And that's because temperatures are responding to things that don't work on that daily solar clock.
Sure makes you appreciate just what the sun does for us the other 10 months of the year. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.